This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful series titled The Birth of Christ, sharing keys we can learn from how God begins anything. Today he continues. Let's join in.
It says in Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Now the word birth, it means the beginning of something or the start of something. So here the Bible says that this is how Jesus' life started. He started by bringing Jesus into the world. So he says, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The word espoused means engaged. So they were engaged just before the marriage. And they found out that she was pregnant. The boyfriend or beloved found out that, look, my girlfriend or my beloved is already pregnant. The next verse is his response. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily or secretly. The Bible says the man was a holy man, so he didn't want to disgrace her. Disgracing people is an unjust act. So it says that he didn't want to disgrace the girl. So he says, okay, I will just sit quietly, cancel this wedding. Next verse is, while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Then as he was thinking about it, he had a dream, which means that God speaks to us in dreams. May God speak to you in a dream. So he thought on these things, and the angel said, no, don't do that. It says, whatever is going on is of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus' birth started with a little bit of controversy, but God knew what he was doing. 22 says that it was might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be a child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And of course, this prophet is Isaiah. So he's quoting Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. That's where you find this verse. So after the dream, they used the scriptures to check the dream. Are you understanding me? In other words, even when you have a dream, the word of God is what you use to check this dream. Is it a proper dream or a correct dream? Because the Holy Spirit interprets everything. Amen. So in the Bible, Jesus appears as a snake. The devil also appears as a snake. So you can see a snake, and it's actually not the devil. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's why you cannot have a formula. May you be led by the Holy Spirit at all times. As I said, saying on the subject, the birth of Christ, and I said that basically it talks about the beginning of things. What can we learn from the birth of Christ? We can learn how God begins things, how he starts things. Because the birth of something means the beginning or the start of something. Now, there's something about God. God is not a man. That's one thing that you must know. So the way he operates is different from the way a man operates. That is why when you are coming to God, in Isaiah 55 verse 7, the Bible says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him come to the Lord. Why? The next verse says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, the way God thinks is very different. The way you will start your business, it's very different from the way God will start his business. The way you will start a marriage is very different from the way God will start a marriage. The way God will start the plan of salvation and win the world is very different from the way you think the world should be won. So how God will start things is very different. That is why we must understand the ways of God. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he made known his ways unto Moses, but his acts to the children of Israel. So what we have to understand is we have to understand his ways. I spoke about the first thing. I said, when God is starting something, he begins with a word. It doesn't matter what it is. When he was starting the world, he started with the word. Genesis 1:2. And God said, Mary said in Luke 1:38, he said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. This virgin was not taken to some specialist hospital for them to clone some baby or do in vitro fertilization. No. Because this is not a human being operating. This is God operating. And when God is looking for babies himself, he starts with a word. When God wants to bless your business and change it, it will be a word. Peter said to Jesus, we have toiled all night, Luke 5:5, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Just one word. If you wanted to change Peter's business, you would take him to do masters in fisheries and then bring him back. But this is God. He gave him a word, and that was it. So what I want to say to you is that whatever you want to do, even this coming year, just pray that God will give you a word. But that's how it starts. So as spiritual people, especially as we are coming to another year, let us pray, whether it is your finance, it is your education, you want a master's, you want to marry, you have a plan to do something, whatever it is you want to build, you want to resolve some problem, let's pray that God will give us what? A word. That's how he begins things. I believe that this coming year, whatever you and I will do will be things that God has started. And when God starts something, by all means, it will succeed. In John 15:16, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you and ordained you. Ordained means appointed you, that you should go and bring forth fruit. Anything that God starts, it will produce result, fruit. Then he said, and your fruit will remain. I like that part. Because sometimes when you have struggled for something, other people have not struggled. They want to come for it. In the office, people want to come for your credit. What you have done, they want it. Your position, they want it. Your money, they want it. Your house, people who would build a house, they want the house. So people want things that's not theirs. But the Bible says, if it is God who started and began it, he said, no man can take it. He said, your fruit will remain. There is an insurance policy that goes with the things that God has started. And I love that one. So today I want to go to the second key. What is that key? I want to read from Isaiah chapter 53, which talks about the birth of Christ. This is what it says. Verse 1, it says, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So it starts with two questions. The first question is, it says, who can believe this thing that I'm about to say? Then the second question is, who is the person that can experience the power of God? When we say the arm of God, we are talking about the power of God. You see, your arm is the part of your body that does things. And the Holy Spirit is the one who actually does things. So it says, to whom is the arm of the Lord or the power of God revealed? Then it says something about Jesus. He shall grow up before him. So it says that one thing about the birth of Christ or Jesus, so this is a prophecy about Jesus, is that he is going to grow. In other words, God is going to start small, but that small thing that he has started, he will grow it. So it says he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. So it describes that he will start very small, but that small thing will grow. So what I want us to understand is that when God starts something or wants to start something in your life, he will start small. And that small thing will grow. Now, this is very important because in the modern world, we believe that everything must start big. So, for example, somebody has not done even business before. The person thinks that he needs very big capital to start the business. So if he has, let's say, 20,000 or 10,000 or 5,000 or even 1,000, the natural tendency is that it is too small. It cannot do anything. So all I can do with this 1,000 is to do Christmas shopping. Now, as soon as you begin to think that way, what it means is that you have not understood the way God starts things. He starts small, be it a ministry, be it a job, whatever. It will always start very small. That's why Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "Unto us a child is given." He could have given us an angel. When the angel is walking around, you see other angels around the angel, and you see things rotating around the angel, and when the angel is moving in town, there's traffic. They say the angel is coming. But he didn't start like that. He didn't even start with a president. He started with something very small, a child, not even a teenager. So he says, for the plan of salvation, when he started with a little child, born in a manger. And that's how God starts things. If you don't have that understanding, God may have started many things in your life, but you haven't seen it. And the reason is that you don't appreciate the fact that that is how God starts things. Look at the creation of man. God created one man and one woman and said, "Fill the earth." Genesis 1:26, God blessed them and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth." Why didn't he create 1 billion people? I think he could have easily, but he didn't. He said, "I'm just going to create 2 people. I'm starting small. And those 2 people, they will multiply. They will become plenty." The population of the world is, I believe, at least 7 billion people are in the world. Just from 2 people. So our understanding of how God starts things is very important. And nature itself teaches us that that's how God starts things.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that the scriptures and even nature itself teaches us that God starts things very small. Therefore, we must not despise small beginnings. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
And I want to say thank you so much for your prayer. On the 19th of December, I asked you to pray for me and my wife for the fruit of the womb. After your prayer, my wife became pregnant, and I want to thank God for that. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any 3 books by Kakrabaden for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any 3 books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 2155, or send us an email on info@kakrabaden.org. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.